LLC was a MS.
Let's see. Do you remember anything about your mother and father's education? You mentioned that you went through law school. Do you remember anything about their education?
Well, I know my mother was a high school graduate, but my father, father lost all he had, and he and his brother had to start away early. And they went to prep school until their father lost what they had, and they had to start working at an early age. They didn't have too much education, except what they learned themselves. They were both educated men that educated themselves.
Self-educated men, wrong. And you, let's see, you mentioned your mother's family. Do you remember anything about her parents and grandparents, anything about her ancestry?
Well, her father was George, and of course he lived in Thompson, Georgia, and was an officer during the Civil War, of course on the southern side.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You're married now. Could you tell me something about your wife?
Yeah, my wife was born in Kennedy, Alabama. Her father was in the lumber business.
How old is your wife?
She's 69 years old.
Are you and your wife a member of a church or anything like that?
Dexter Avenue Methodist Church.
Methodist.
I taught Sunday school for 35 years at Dexter Avenue Methodist Church, the men's Bible class.
Let's see. Did you mentioned that you went to college? Your wife go to college too?
Yeah, she went to college.
Did she go to Alabama?
She went to Alabama. Went to Howard College in Alabama.
Now, where is Howard College?
Birmingham.
Oh, is that now Sanford?
Yeah.
Did you do all your college work at Alabama?
I took 1 year of dentistry.
Oh, you did?
Before I started studying law.
What changed your mind and make you want to be a lawyer instead of a dentist?
I didn't like dentistry.
You didn't like dentistry? That's it. I guess if you've been on the bench in 42 years, you must have had a very eventful career then as a judge. Do you remember anything particularly funny happening in court, anything?
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me about some of those
things? Well, when I was first elected judge, I'd been practicing law here at Montgomery, represented several people charged with criminal offenses. I had a letter from the jail 2 or 3 days after I was elected judge, and it read as follows: "Dear Judge Carter, you was my lawyer. Now you are my judge. Enough said."
Guess.
We had a Negro boy that worked for us, mm-hmm, by the name of Buck. Buck came to me during the Depression and worked about 3 or 4 years. He was supposed to be my personal servant when I was at home, work around the house when I wasn't there. But he was smart enough to hide when I left, show up when I came back. And although he was pleasing to me, my wife and mother couldn't get any work out of him to mount anything. So after 3 years of constant beefing to have him fired, I finally had to let him go. He wound up in court about 6 months later, charged with petty larceny.